Okay, we're continuing to discuss Erev Pesach Shchalios B'Shabbos and all of the challenges that come with Erev Pesach Shchalios B'Shabbos. One challenge that probably is not so much on your minds, because you are normally not directly involved with this, is the significant challenge of Mechiras Chametz this year. The problem is that we always sell Chametz on Erev Pesach, when most people have already put their chametz away. They're not going to be eating chametz anymore. So we sell their chametz during that time before it becomes aser. Problem is, that is going to be on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to sell things on Shabbos. So what do we do this year on Erev Pesach Ischal on Shabbos? When should we sell the chametz? So the reality is that there are really five possibilities of what one can do to solve the problems relating to Mechiras Chametz. So I want to share with you the mahalich that's taken, or the mahalchim that are suggested in the Sefer Nitei Gavriel on Hilchos Erev Pesach Ischal B'Shabbos, but then really he doesn't do much analysis. He just sort of gives mar makomos, and then really do some analysis of what the benefits and drawbacks are of each of the darkei mechira, each of the methods that are being chosen this year by different people, and discuss what different poskim are, that I'm aware of at least, are doing or are suggesting. So first, there's the Maram Shik in the Tshuva, and Archaim Sin Reishay. Maram Shik is a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer, and he writes that the Mechiras Chametz should be done the same time of day. We do it every other year, just on Friday instead of on Shabbos, instead of actually on Erev Pesach. And if you don't, if you missed and you didn't sell it on time, so then you still have some leeway. You could still sell it later in the day. Keep in mind, you're still going to be eating chametz that night and the next morning, because it's chametz not actually going to be usher yet. But he does think that we should keep things consistent with every other year. Why? Why would we keep it a consistent time? It's a day earlier. So remember, we learned the other day about biur chametz, that our practice is that we do biur chametz on Friday. Shulchan Aruch says it's a lo plug that we keep at the same time, so that in future years people should not get confused and think that that Biur Chametz can be done late in the afternoon. So the logic goes that if I say that about Biur Chametz, why shouldn't I say the same thing about Mechiras Chametz? However, many poskim assume that you have until Chatzos Hayom for sure. And that's what in the Ezra's Torah Luach with the Pesachim of Rav Hankin suggests, that you don't have to do it in the earliest by the Sof Shal Chamishis, by the fifth hour of the day, like we do normally, that you can do it before Chatzos. But still, it should be done before Chatzos. And they quote that Rav Moshe Feinstein used to say the same thing, that L'chanchila, the best time to do it is before Chatzos. B'diavad, if you didn't sell it before Chatzos, you could sell the chametz later on in the day. Then there are those that are mekel, the Tshuvas Uryon Tchlisai, Simen Samach Dalil, and the Tshuvas Imre Yosher of Meir Arik, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Mem Vav, saying that no, you could sell it all day. What do you mean? It's not even Erev Pesach yet. Why should you be limited to selling it only early in the day? What, you're worried that you're going to make a mistake and in future years you're going to do the Mechira at the wrong time? Mechiras Chametz is only done by Rabbanim. It's only done by people who are very familiar. Not even every rabbi. The Rabbanim go, and we go to Rabbi Willig, and we trust him with our Mechiras Chametz. He's sitting there guiding us about every step of Mechiras Chametz. We only go to the biggest Rabbanim to do Mechiras Chametz. It's one thing, Biur Chametz is Mesura Lakal. Every Jew has to do Biur Chametz. So one guy is going to remember, oh, last year I did Biur Chametz at 6 p.m. and he's going to make the mistake. But a Mechiras Chametz, that's actually done with the Nachri, that's not Mesura Lakal, that's only by the Rabbanim. And also, when it comes to the beer, there's not going to be a loss if you do the beer earlier. But if you do the mechira earlier, it could really be, there's what to lose. Because whatever you're going to eat later in the day is not included in that mechira. And what if you don't get rid of that? What if you forget to get rid of the chametz that you can eat later in the day on Friday, and that you're going to eat Friday night, and that you're going to eat Shabbos morning? A lot of people do not know that much Torah, and they're not going to understand. They're going to assume that all of that challah that they're eating on Shabbos day, if they don't finish it, they'll just stick it with the chametz that they sold to the guy, and they're going to assume that that's also included in the mechira. But it is absolutely not included in the mechira. If it was included in the mechira, you wouldn't be allowed to eat it. And in fact, in the Tshuvas Uryon Tlisai, Simen Samach Dalid, he says that Kein Horesi B'Shnas Tafresh Lamed Vav, when Erev Pesach was Chal and Shabbos, and a lot of people asked about the mechira, and I said Hamekel B'Zeh Lo Hifsid V'Itarti Lema Mechira Umekach Mem memkar kolayom, that I allowed them to sell it all day on Erev Shabbos. In the Tshuvas Divrei Malkiel, Chelek Dalet, Simul Chav Dalet, Os Mem Tes, he says that you could do the Mechira all day, and he presents the argument. He says, is Mechiras Chametz a Takanas Chazal, that you're going to say a low plug? By biur, it makes sense to say a low plug, because there's such a din called biur chametz. Mechiras chametz is not a din. Mechiras chametz is a loophole. It's a technicality. It's how we get out of the din. It's not the din. There's no takanas chazal that you have to sell your chametz. Adrabah, you want to get rid of all your chametz and burn all your chametz, it's even better. There is no din called mechiras chametz, so you want to make a low plug about mechiras chametz. Plus, we don't make our own gezeros. Chazal got to make gezeros, but you can't just make up your own gezera that you're going to decide that we have to make a gezera about the mechira, especially when it's going to cost a lot of people a lot of money, and perhaps it's going to cost a lot of people violating an isser that they're going to assume that they're still allowed to eat it the whole rest of the day, and they're not going to realize that the chametz has already been sold. And that's what the Shaar Metzion Balach and Kuntres Achron Sim Kuf Tezvav Sivkat Beis says as well. Now, if possible, you should do the mechira according to many poskim early in the day. Others say that you have all day. But even those who do it early in the day, many of them will put in the mechira that it's only going to be chal right before Shabbos. So they're going to do the maisa kinyan so that they do the mechira early in the day. But they're going to make it that it's only going to be chal right before Shabbos. The Nitzik Gavrili quotes from Rav Moshe Feinstein that even if you sell the chametz to a nachri bismano, you should invite the nachri to come back to do another mechira for those who forgot to sell bismano again right after Shabbos, because all is not lost. It's not yet too late. And what advantage do you gain for doing it right after Shabbos? For all the chametz that people are going to want to eat the whole day Friday, people are not finishing eating chametz. So granted, for Shabbos they're only going to have their three challah rolls or whatever that they're going to eat for their Suda Shabbos, and they'll finish that to completion, and whatever crumbs are left, they're going to shake outside in Rosh Hashanah, whatever. They'll get rid of somehow, they'll flush down the toilet, or whatever it might be. Rabbi Flug suggested that someone should put out, that one of the plumbers should maybe put out a guidelines on what can and cannot be flushed down toilets this year, because a lot of people are going to try to flush things, so you don't want someone to stick a box of Cheerios in their toilet and try to flush it down the toilet. You know, they're going to take their whole set with the feather and everything, and you know, you got to be careful in terms of that. So the advantage of making it bichal later is that everything that people are, that is one thing, the challahs that people are going to eat on Shabbos, they'll know, they'll be responsible to get rid of that. But the things that people are going to sell later, are people are going to eat later on Friday, that they're not going to know to get rid of. So maybe better to do that the mechira should be chal right before Shabbos, after you've already gone to Dunkin' Donuts for lunch on Friday afternoon, after you've already eaten all your chametz that you can eat on Friday afternoon. There are those, and they also suggest, many of the poskim suggest, and Tshuvas Har Tzvi and Or Chaim Simon Kuf Chavav quotes from Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, that you should write explicitly in the Shtar Mechira the exact time on Erev Shabbos that the Kinyan is going to be Chal, so that the Kinyan shouldn't be Chal on Shabbos. Because Rav Kiveger has a Tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Lentes, where he says you can't do a Maisa Kinyan on Erev Shabbos to have a Chalosa Kinyan that happens on Shabbos, that a person is not supposed to set up that a Kinyan should be Chal on Shabbos. Now, one adjustment that has to be made in the Shtar Mechira is that normally we say that the Mechira lasts for X number of days until the day after Pesach. Now we have to add one extra day because we're doing it a day earlier. So in Eretz Yisrael, you have to write that you're selling the Chametz for 9 days. And in Chutz La'aretz, we have to write that we're selling the Chametz for 10 days this year because we're doing the Mechiras Chametz a day earlier. In the Nusach of the Shtar Mechira, they should say that they're selling everything to the guy. Again, if you're assuming that it should be Chal before Shabbos, and it should not be Chal in the moment, that it should be Chal before Shkia, and whatever is left over in Shabbos in the morning, in the Shal Chamishis, some would suggest that you want to include that in the Mechira as well. In fact, Rav Yecheskel Roth, who just passed away this week, one of the great poskim from Brooklyn, Brooklyn said he doesn't understand. How can you eat chametz on Shabbos if the chalos ha-mechira happened before Shabbos and you already sold all the chametz that's in your rishus? He says, I understand in the earlier days, the minhag was that all the chametz that you wanted to sell, you would mark the exact location and that's all that was included in the sale. But nowadays, while we do mark locations to make it easier for the guy to be able to find the chametz, the sale actually includes every bit of chametz that we have anywhere. And that's explicit in the shtar. Well, if that's the case, how am I allowed to eat any chametz on Shabbos? So what should I do with that? So he says, maybe it's better to, in the nusach of the shtar mechira, to say that I'm selling to the guy from Erev Shabbos Samuch L'Shkia, and whatever's left over Shabbos in the morning and the fifth hour. It still doesn't help so much because you don't want the sale to be chal on Shabbos. So this is a difficult problem. So just to run through the options over here and what the challenges are. So option number one is to sell it early, to sell all the chametz at let's say 10:30 in the morning or whatever, 11 o'clock in the morning on Friday morning. The downside of that is that people are still eating chametz the rest of that day, and that chametz is not included in the sale. People are still eating chametz on Shabbos also, but certainly the rest of that day, people are still eating chametz that's not included in the sale. And the other downside to that is, even if you have very firm balabatim who will know that I'm not going to eat any chametz, and whatever chametz I eat at that time, I'm going to make sure to throw it out, just like the three challah rolls I leave over for Shabbos, I'm going to be very diligent about it, and I'm not going to just leave it around and include it in the sale. Even if you have people who are very firm and are and knowledgeable and know to do that, there are stores that remain open. So when are they supposed to do mechiras chametz? They can't do that. They can't do a mechiras chametz that's going to be chal mamish at that time at 11 o'clock in the morning on Friday. They're going to be open until 3 o'clock in the afternoon selling chametz. After a mechira, they should not continue to do business as usual. So that's a major problem for them. Rabbi Willig is doing that approach, though. Rabbi Willig is selling chametz early in the day, kinyan chal, at that moment, at 11 o'clock on Friday morning, that's when it's going to be chal. And everyone is expected to know that any chametz you have after that is your responsibility, that you need to get rid of it on your own. Well, why doesn't he just say that it should be chal later on? Why not just say, let it be chal 2 minutes before Shabbos? Why is he doing that? So Rabbi Willig is concerned that if you do that, there's a problem called kolsa kinyano, that there are many different kinyanim we do with the mechiras chametz. We do like several different forms of kinyan. Some of those kinyanim don't work on a delay. They only work in the moment. A kinyan chalipin, Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Kuf Tzadi Hei, Sif Hei, that a kinyan chalipin is in the moment. So if you want it to be chal later on, the kinyan's not there in the world later on, and therefore the kinyan can't be chal anymore later on. That's the concept called kolsa kinyano. So it would take away situmta, it would take away chalipin, and Rabbi Willig is not willing to sacrifice some of the kinyanim that we do because we rely on the, it's not so pashut to figure out which kinyan works with an Einu Yehudi, so we want as many kinyanim as possible. My brother pointed out to me, and I don't know what the answer is, I have to ask Rabbi Willig, that if you look in Choshe Mishpat and Simchot Tzadiyei Sifhei, even on a kinyan chalipin, if you say, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Im Amar Lo Kinei Al Manas Shetiknili Me Ach Shavu Le'ach Ala Medyom, Kana, that if you use such a lashon that it should be me'ach shavalach alamid, then it's kana. Then even if it's kalsa kinyano, it works. So the Rama writes, and bistam, we assume that's what you mean. That you mean to say me'ach shav, because obviously you don't want to do a kinyan chalipin that's worthless. So if you're saying that it should be chal later on, we assume you mean me'ach shav and later on. So if that's the case, I'm not clear at all why this would be considered kalsa kinyano. According to that Rama, you could just do a kinyan chalipin. And the natural assumption the Rama says that we make is that it's not kolsa kinyana. That was my brother's kasha, Rabbi Willig. I haven't yet spoken to him to ask him that kasha. But anyway, that's one of the options. What Rabbi Willig is doing, selling it early, that's a problem for the stores. Stores cannot do that mechira. They're going to have to figure something else out. And for people who are involved in such a mechira, they're responsible for any chametz they're having Friday afternoon, Friday night, Shabbos morning to get rid of in the traditional ways. Another possibility is to sell it late. The problem with that is it's against Maram Shik. Maram Shik said you should try to keep it consistent with every other year, like a low plug, just like we do with Biur Chametz. So selling it late in the day on Friday has that problem. Another potential thing to do is to sell it in order that it be chal late, meaning do the Mechira early in the day, but let it be chal later on. that solution, our Rabbi Willig has a problem because of Kalsa Kinyano. So he doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want to make it Bichal later on. He wants it to Bichal right then at the time of the Kinyan. But a lot of places are doing that. In a lot of communities, they're going to do the Maimid. They're going to get together with the Eino Yehudi in the morning. They'll do a Maisa Kinyan, but it's meant to Bichal at 6 p.m. Or really, that's what they tell the community. It's really Chal 5 minutes before Shkia, but they don't want people taking chances. So they publicize to the community that the Mechir is Chal at 6 p.m., so you can't take any chametz after 6 p.m. other than the rolls that you set aside. And then a fourth pasuk, those are all a problem with the food on Shabbat. I mean, none of those three solutions will help you with the challah rolls you leave over for Shabbos. That's still your problem, right? The challah rolls you leave over for Shabbos, whatever you don't finish, you're still going to have to get rid of. You'll have to flush down the toilet or shake outside or something like that. A fourth possibility that might solve that problem is to, why not sell the chametz in the morning on Friday morning in order that it be chal on Shabbos? Let the mechira be chal on Shabbos. So he said the problem with this is that it goes against Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Rabbi Kiva Eiger holds that you're not allowed to do a maisa kinyan now that's going to be chal on Shabbos. And he brings a raya from a Talmud Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that if a Kohen Gadol's wife died on Yom Kippur, he would be ma'ares another woman that same day, because an unmarried Kohen Gadol is not allowed to do the avodah on Yom HaKippurim. He needs to be mechaper bado va'ad beso. Beso is a wish. He needs to have a wife. Now, Kiddushin is a Kinyan. So the Yerushalmi says, yeah, but a Kohen Gadol was allowed to do the Kinyan of Kiddushin on Yom Kippur because ain't Shmus B'Migdash. We're not Gozer Dinim D'Rabbanan in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Kiva Eiger points out, the Yerushalmi didn't just say, why didn't Yerushalmi just give the option? Let the Kohen Gadol do the Maisa Kinyan on the Isha before Shabbos. Let him give her the ring before Yom Kippur, rather. Almanas, that it will take effect on Yom Kippur if his wife dies. That if his wife dies, let it be Chal on Yom Kippur. Why didn't he do that? Elamai wouldn't have solved anything. Because that would have been the same problem of Kinyan. That if a Kinyan is Chal, that's Rabbi Kivega's Raya. That if a Kinyan is Chal, then it's going to be the same problem as making the Kinyan on Shabbos. So others disagree, and they don't think that that Raya is such a great Raya. There's an Avnei Nezer, an Archaim Simon Nun Aleph, and a lot of other posts can disagree with Rabbi Kivega, but in general, we try to be machmer for that Rabbi Kivega. My brother told me where he lives in San Jose, California, he thought it makes more sense to ignore the Rabbi Kivega, to go against the Rabbi Kivega, make the Kinyan Chal on Shabbos, because there are a lot of people that just don't know, that will leave chametz around, assuming that it's included in the mechira. And which is worse, to paskin like the Avnei Nezer against Rabbi Kiva Eiger, or to have people violate the Isurim of chametz? So he thought that maybe he's going to do kinyan that's going to be chal on Shabbos. And another possibility, I heard in the name of Rav Asher Weiss, Shlita, although I did not ask him myself, I did not speak to him, but someone told me that Rav Asher Weiss is suggesting that do the mechira early, before Shabbos, include everything in the mechira, even the challah rolls that you plan on eating in Shabbos, and just ask the guy for rishus to eat a couple of challah rolls. Meaning it's his, granted, you're selling everything to him, and just say, would you mind if I have a couple of, I'm selling you so much, my whiskey, my scotch is worth X amount of money. I was once at a mechiras chametz, a rabbi sitting next to me showed me that on one person's inventory sheet, he estimated the value of the scotch in his house at $150,000. So I'm selling you $150,000 worth of scotch. So you're not going to let me have a couple of challah rolls? Can I just, would you mind? So the guy is going to be nice. He'll say, I'm buying so much chametz, I don't need your challah. You can eat a couple of challah rolls. Someone told me that Rav Asher Weiss is suggesting that, and that way you really cover your bases. Meaning, we do that a lot of times. We'll ask the Einu Yehudi, John Brown of blessed memory, who just passed away. We used to ask him every year, if we find chametz around the house on Pesach, it makes us very uneasy. We get very uncomfortable with that. So we know it's yours because we sold everything to you, but we get so uneasy with it, we want to destroy it right away. Would you mind if any chametz is found where it doesn't belong, if we would destroy it? And he says, I have so much of your chametz anyway, you could destroy the little bit that you find. I don't mind that. So the same thing over here, Rav Asher Weiss suggests that maybe, or I heard Bishmo, that maybe we could do the same thing. Others are not so thrilled about that because they think that that's too much of a harama, it's too much of a chuch v'tulah. What do you mean? You do doing a mechira, and then you're going to eat it, but with the plan of eating some of the stuff that you're selling, that's hard to call a real mechira. But those are the options that are being presented this year. Someone told me b'shem Rav Shechter that he's doing like my brother, that let it be chal on Shabbos, to say not like the Rabbi Kiva Eger. But again, I didn't ask Rav Shechter that question yet, so I didn't hear it directly from him, but I heard that b'shmo as well. Okay, sorry, I went a little long today. Everyone have a wonderful day.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.